Community Development Committee meeting.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, would you identify yourself and your address, please?
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Louis Dintile, can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. My name is Louis Dintile, I'm the co-owner of History Property, the student housing landlord in South Bethlehem with my business partner James. And we've been investing capital, time, energy, and resources in the South Side since 2003. You know, I appreciate everyone that called in tonight. I'd just like to take a big step back from all the valuable input we've heard and ask a very simple question. What problem is this ordinance trying to solve? From the comments we've heard and the ordinance language that's proposed, at this point, I'm still a little confused. Are we trying to address the parking issue? Are we trying to address the perception of college students' noise, litter, and overcrowding in the neighborhood? And what are these other nuisances that stem from college students in the neighborhood? Is this an affordable housing issue? Is this a development issue? There's even a section 1302-52, a half-story design element. I'm not sure why it's in a student housing zoning amendment, but it is. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, while I respect the efforts of the administration in drafting this ordinance, after reading it, I'm still not clear on the specific problem it's attempting to solve. Perhaps there are too many elements at work here, and we need to hone the purpose in order to effect more meaningful change. And in addition, the broad scope will make this extremely difficult to enforce effectively. The current regulated rental ordinance in place today is difficult enough to enforce, and adding layers of complexity like individuals' enrollment status might make this even more difficult. I actually would encourage council to ask the administration for some type of enforcement plan or policy so that we can all ensure that this is done so fairly, equitably, and effectively. So for many of the comments here tonight, it seems like the pervasive wish of the community administration is to use this ordinance to help improve affordable housing in South Bethlehem. That's a concept I'm 100% in agreement with. However, I don't think a student housing zoning amendment change is the way to go. Let me be very clear. Despite what you heard this evening, there is no affordability crisis in South Bethlehem. What the South Side experiences now in terms of rising prices is pervasive throughout the United States and not just specific to the South Side. We're very fortunate we don't live in San Francisco or New York, where rents are up 3, 4, 5, 7 times in the last decade. The sensationalism that all the houses in the neighborhood would be gobbled up by students is just not true if we drill down to the facts. There are dozens of houses for sale at this very minute in South Bethlehem that are under $199,000, equating to a $700 mortgage payment, which is actually less than the rental price and cost of many properties. It actually upsets me to hear, I guess it was Murdoch Sanders, 727 Hillside, that left the neighborhood, 725 Hillside just sold for $70,000 earlier this year. So, as you know, just next door, there are affordable housing options, so I hope he keeps his eye open and comes back to the South Side. Again, I'm not suggesting affordable housing is not a problem throughout the United States. It is an important issue, and we have to work towards it, but it's not a crisis in the South Side. I've had the privilege of serving on Mayor Dantas' South Side Vision Steering Committee and Housing Committee. With the Community Action Development Corp of Bethlehem, the Housing Committee's mission is to advocate affordable housing in South Bethlehem, work to improve the quality of the city's housing stock, encourage homeownership, and empower its residents to live a better life. This is why I jumped at the chance to be part of this committee 2 years ago. While I'm proud to serve on that committee, tonight I'm a little embarrassed. 2 years ago, we hired a consultant to develop a plan to improve affordability in South Bethlehem. This consultant, a well-respected Penn professor, did so and came up with 4 concepts for us to tackle. Despite what you heard this evening, a zoning amendment change was not one of them. Her proposal tasked us to establish a home improvement loan program, 2, work with the PHFA and employers to create robust employer-assisted housing programs, 3, revoke rental licenses of bad landlords, and 4, work with the Lehigh Valley Community Land Trust to accept donations from seniors to create permanent affordable housing. These are the 4 items the consultant put forth to the Housing Committee, and unfortunately, we have not discussed any of them. The committee has spent the majority of its time over the last few years focused on the student housing ordinance and lost sight of its mission. In fact, we should note that there are 10,000 rental units in the city of Bethlehem, only 500 of which, 5%, are student rentals. Student rentals have been inspected annually, and yet others might not have been inspected for decades. Who is advocating for the other 95%? Many with children living in substandard housing conditions. Shouldn't it be us? Now, in the wake of COVID pandemic, hundreds of residents are facing evictions, and the committee's energy and efforts are focused on the student housing ordinance and not helping the Southside residents we were entrusted to advocate for. Shame on us. In closing, I want to just make a few brief comments in the defense of the students of Lehigh University, of which I interact with over 1,000 on an annual basis.
If you could please keep it brief, the 5-minute time limit is up. If you could please keep your comments brief.
Yeah, 2 seconds. I feel like there's a perception that college kids are loud and obnoxious party animals that wreak havoc in the community and that they're not capable of being a good neighbor, which is why we're attempting to mandate where they can and cannot live. I can't say that 100% of the student body will always act like angels, but we can't judge the student body based on those that make a bad decision. We must recognize that the students are a valuable asset to the South Side. Look at what Carolina Hernandez and the community service office do, tutoring students of the schools, and look to the importance of the 500 student houses paying school tax to the Bethlehem Area School District, and ask Dr. Roy to be part of the process, as it is very important that we do so. Thank you for the time this evening. And I ask council to not pass the ordinance in its current form.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.